For your chance to win unmatched views of the match, visit TwinPeaksSoccer.com to enter and choose your host city. Entries close on June 14th, so don't wait. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 here on this Wednesday hump day, June 10th. We're on the road as part of our Man Cave contest winner. Visiting here, our first winner, Mark Carter and his wife, Ann, in West Little Rock. Tomorrow we'll be in Houston with Sandy and Kimberly Hutsmith. Really cool place out there. This has been a cool place this morning. I did a video this morning on Facebook Live that you can go back and sort of see some of the pictures. And also you can go to our webcam now and get a little taste of it, Rog.
I mean, I've got it pointing at, because I wanted people to see the pennant.
Yeah.
That goes to from his
so
grandfather.
Cool. I think that's the cornerstone of the room.
Hey,
let's go. Speaking of, before we visit with Joe Nichols, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk with our sponsor of our first ever Man Cave contest, Laura Beth from Coffin by Design West. Laura Beth, are you there?
I am.
Hey, we just wanted to say thanks so much for doing this. You know, sometimes we come up with these ideas, and our sales staff said, well, we'll see if somebody wants to sponsor them. And, you know, mm-hmm. I don't think you can walk in Coffin by Design West and see anything that you have in this room, because it's all Razorback related for the most
part.
Memories and all those kind of things. But the fact that you guys appreciate what a room and a house looks like, we appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. We've liked following along, and it's been fun. It's been a fun time. New concept, we like it. So.
Yeah, you betcha. Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, this is Mark Carter. Mark, obviously, Mark's like, man, I went from, you know, just humbly going up to my little man cave. Now I got 60 people texting me today. People have walked around my house.
I'm going to have to start wearing a robe and an ascot or something now.
Absolutely. Hey, but it better be a Razorback one.
Oh, of course, yeah.
How are things how are things at Kaufman Lumber and Kaufman by Design West and all the things? I know you guys are busy as always.
Yes, we are. It's been a great year so far, and we're just looking forward to the rest of the summer and the fall, and we're having a good time. So,
well, the thing about it is that if you look at the with Roger, we've done our show out there before. Some of the pieces y'all have out there are outstanding, and you guys give the kind of input and advice that, you know, if you're working on a new part of your house or you want to add an addition on, you guys can help do all those things from flooring and lighting and hardware, home, anything you guys can help make an idea, come to fruition.
Yeah, for sure. We could build you a man cave from the very start to the very end. So
nice. I like that. I like the paint matching. That to me is such a technology.
Like
I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
Because
you can take matching.
You can take a paint when you buy a house. If I come in here and I want to paint the same wall, but I don't know what color that is, you can take a chip of that stuff to them, and they will put it and match it 100%, because there may not be any extra paint around. And how are you going to get that paint?
Look at you.
Dude, I'm telling you. No, that is
well,
so good.
Of course,
And listen, and it's just the little things for me.
It's a little thing. Yeah.
Laura Beth, of course, I don't know if you know this, Mark, but over at Kaufman Lumber, Kaufman by Design West, Steve Wortman is the owner. His son Justin is the manager at Kaufman by Design West. He was a teammate of mine. Speaking of Razorbacks, and if memory serves me right, I may have CT out of Morrilton, if memory serves me right. Good guy and very successful. And
Did not remember that.
Yeah, love having you guys are part of the bus, Laura Beth. And we don't see as much.
Yes, we love it too.
Yeah, we don't see as much as we used to. I think you probably get better progress with Acre than me. But I love your stuff. We love having our show over there. Appreciate you guys doing this. This was a fun deal. I said we had 30 entries. I think we'll double that next year. But we appreciate you guys being a part of it.
I'm going to hit them up for my
next absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, listen, they've got some cool stuff. They got some cool stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Laura Beth, thanks so much for jumping
on
with us.
Okay.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Laura Beth Smith from Kaufman by Design West.
All right. My buddy Jimmy Kuhn. You know Jimmy and Ginger
Kuhn?
Yeah, of course
you know Jimmy, yes.
He said, ask Mark if he knows that when FedEx Field was opened, that one of the top 50 Redskins of all time was acknowledged and was from Wynn, Arkansas. His name is Hugh, quote-unquote, Bones Taylor. He happens to be
really?
The great-uncle of my friend Jimmy Kuhn.
Small world.
And here's
awesome.
The other. And Kuhn is, and Kuhn is a Bills fan.
Wow.
He's a Buffalo fan up there. How about that? That's a bit of trivia
right
there.
I like the Bills. I'm ready for the Bills to get theirs.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Let's check in with our man Joe Nichols if we can there, Christian.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Before I turn, there we are.
We're doing great, buddy. If you can push him up a little bit, Christian, if you can get any more volume out of that, that would be great. So Joe, just to sort of set the plate here for you, we are on the road. We're in somebody's house up on the second floor of their house in a what we call the man cave, and it's a gentleman by the name of Mark Carter. He's a journalist here in town, and
he
was part of our contest. We had about 30 people enter their man caves, so we were looking for the best man cave. One was Razorback themed. One was non-Razorback themed, Joe, and this is the Razorback themed one. And let me just say, I think Joe Nichols would be very comfortable, Roger, in this room. There's posters of Sidney Moncrief back in the 70s. There's pennants from the 1920s.
Yep.
There's Petrino sign balls, Houston Nutt sign balls, Nolan. I mean, it is, if you walk in here and you're a Hog fan, you feel right at home. And we had, I don't know if we've asked Joe, do you have one of those man caves, Joe?
I do have kind of a man cave that I don't use very often because I'm not home as much as I'd like to be. But I don't know what time I spend at home, I like to spend with my daughters. And I also have a kind of a sports-themed office, music and sports-themed office, and I kind of use the man cave as well. So, yeah, it's the I envy the time and the place, man. Good on you, brother.
What is the of all the memorabilia that you have, Joe? What is your favorite thing, both for sports? It could be non-Razorback, because I know Mark here. He's a big Redskins fan, Washington Redskins fan. He's got some really cool old school stuff from Washington. What's your best, your favorite memorabilia for sports and for music?
Ooh, man, I don't know. For music, it has to be I got a letter from Bucko, and I got it in the mail the day after he died. After he passed away, he wrote me a handwritten letter, and it was just a couple pages, and it was just, you know, a conversation between him and me about, you know, what I was doing and the music I was making, and it was just a very complimentary letter. And he passed away as that was in the mail, so I got that.
Wow.
And Dolly Parton, same thing. Got a letter from Dolly. That's a personal letter. Those are pretty cool to me. Sports memorabilia, man. I got a few things that are just kind of Razorback specific, and you know, I got a Darren McFadden jersey. I got Vince Young. I knew an equipment manager that knew the equipment manager of Texas. My wife is a big Texas Longhorns fan, and I gave her a Vince Young. I guess it's a practice helmet from his days at Texas. She was excited about that. Also, Darren McFadden jersey. Let's see, some Frank Broyles signed stuff.
Cool.
Mickey Mantle baseball. Yeah.
Oh, that's
things
that's
like
cool.
that. Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you that Buck Owens story, Roger. I know that you. That's the fact that he wrote that and he passed within.
He gets it while he's already passed.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have that framed on the wall, Joe?
Yeah, I have it. Wow. Yeah, it's framed, put away. Yeah, yep. Oh, and it's written in pencil.
Wow,
he wrote it
even
in pencil.
Better.
Even better.
Do you have the one from Dolly framed on the wall too?
No, I have that you know, a couple of those things have just been like, I get some certificate stuff like from the Grammys, from doing like participating in the Grammys. They give you like these things that you put in plaques. And so I got a bunch of stuff like that in, not in boxes, but are in kind of like shelves. That don't have frames yet. Hasn't been like that for 20 years.
That's okay. You're a busy guy. Now, Roger, Roger, I know we've talked about you. Roger was named after Roger Staubach, and so I brought Roger in for the Touchdown Club, Roger Staubach, and you've got something signed, and a picture. You got a picture.
I didn't get anything signed, but I got a picture, yeah.
Which is the ultimate.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's the ultimate. But Joe, you got a guy. I'm sitting right beside Roger Staubach, and I'm 50 at the time. And I'm going, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, what's it like for that guy to look at this old guy and going, I was named it. And I'm looking at him and it's almost like Chris Farley. I'm going, you remember that time you threw that Hail Mary in Minnesota? And all I heard from him, Joe, was he was Charlie Brown's teacher to me. All I heard was, wah, 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 wah. And then when he stopped talking, I went, you look great. Oh, my God. He moved around the other end. I'm going to bust after that.
Spit my coffee up, fellas.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
That was a great weekend.
Gold.
I think I mentioned it before. I think my favorite, I got a foul ball, Joe. I grew up in Panama City, Florida. So I used to go see the Braves play quite a bit. So I got to see Hank Aaron hit his 700th home run in person. At that time, only the second person behind Babe Ruth to ever do it. And then I got a foul ball from Hank Aaron. So that's really special to me. And then I got a signed ball from the New York Yankees World Series team, I think in 76. And there must be 15 Hall of Famers. Yogi Berra, their coaches on their players. I mean, so, of course, the other is my helmet, my own helmet.
There you go.
Hit Bo Jackson.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so what's your prediction on the game tonight? Do the Knicks bounce back and win, or does Spurs win another one and make it even?
Yeah, I got a really sad alert here, guys. I haven't watched a single game. I have no idea.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Admit that. That's but, okay. Yeah, no, I have no idea. I know that the Wembanyama guy is an unreal freak, and you know, we sure would like to have that on this year's Arkansas squad. But
let's ask
Joe. Joe, the only reason we're asking you about the NBA is because we don't watch it neither. So we're hoping somebody would.
Right, let's see if Joe knows this. Let's see if Joe knows this. All right, Joe. I bet you, Joe, we're going to teach Joe something if Joe doesn't know this. Right. There is a Arkansas connection with the Spurs. Do you know what it is?
I don't. I have no clue.
Corliss Williamson is one of the assistant coaches on the Spurs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you know, obviously there's activity going on with the Razorbacks baseball and softball. They picked up they signed UCA's best player, who is the all-time home run hitter for UCA. So they picked up him, picked up three pitchers. And then on the women's side, softball, you lose DJ Gasso to Tulsa. And they hire the head coach at Boise State, which is really sort of ironic. You've been a head coach at Boise State for 5 years. You leave there to be the, you know, what looks to be a step down, but you know when you're playing when you're coaching the SEC, it's really not. You really raise your profile. So he's going to be the new hitting coach.
Yeah, that's great. I completely saw that program.
Yeah, they actually played Boise this year, and we had
we
beat them. We had Coach Cal on the other day. He was really good. He remember Roger? He sort of defended his
lack of big man.
He really got there pretty quick. Say, hey, listen, this is the way I want to do my roster, and everybody can complain if they want to, but this is the way I've been doing it. And then he came out again yesterday and said, I'm going to have a really young team, 20, 21, 22. I don't know if he tried to get a big man and didn't want to pay. You know, Joe keeps saying, hey, Joe Klein says, you know, you have to pay $3 to $5 million to get a big man, and Cal doesn't want to do that. And so we will see, Joe. We're just
maybe he's looking for another A-cuff. Wait a minute. Look what I just did here. Maybe he's looking for another diamond in the A cuff. You see what I did there? Oh, come on.
There is a
y'all have a gong? Is there a gong, too?
There's a kid named Davion Thompson who is making his decision today. He's in the class of 2027, but he's going to reclass to 2026. He's probably picking Arkansas.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. If you can't be excited about the prospects of next year, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, we're going to be good.
But he's like 6'2", also, so.
That is the phrase that every Razorback fan says. We're going to be good next year.
Well, that is something that's in our DNA. Yeah.
Yeah. We say that every year about every team. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think the Davion kid is a shooter, like a really, really phenomenal shooter, what I can gather. He's a guard, 6'2", I think, and he's like lighting it up. Like you said, 27 reclass to 26 and would be a five-star in this year's class and considered a specialist as well. We really need shooting with Malik gone. We also need some kind of physical big. We're gonna have a lot of guards, but hey, I guess Baylor did it in 21? It beat us with all those big guards. Just a big guy or two. So it can be done. It's gonna be, we're gonna have to have the right ones.
Yeah. I love it that Joe taps out and just says, hey, listen, I'm not watching the NBA, but I'll tell you about this 17-year-old kid that's going to sign with us.
That's right. I'm very sports specific.
Yes, you are. Where we are today in this man cave, this Razorback room man cave.
Makes it hard.
It fits. It does fit perfectly.
Absolutely.
I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service of North Little Rock for sponsoring Joe Nichols and Trey Reed, Chad and Stephanie Powers. We appreciate them. Good people. They will help you out any need you need when it comes to your big truck, your heavy duty truck. They will take care of you. Joe. It's now we get to watch the College World Series, and of the eight teams, five of them are SEC teams, four of them are on one side of the bracket, the big boys, and then you got Ole Miss on the other. But it's really a dominant showing by the SEC. Of course, Arkansas was 9-5 against all those teams this past year.
It kind of made me sad to even think about it. Seems like the SEC is bound to have another team that gets that championship before we do. Looks like Georgia and Texas. Yeah. Texas is one of the favorites, right? I saw them. It's going to suck watching one of those guys win it all. I think like one of the teams that hasn't won it ever before. Mississippi State has. Ole Miss has, obviously. I don't know about Georgia. Texas has, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Georgia actually has a baseball national
championship. They do? Yeah. When was that?
Like back in the 80s. They do? Okay.
Is that right? Yeah. I did not know that.
Or maybe not that far back, but 90s maybe. Georgia has one.
Of course, they got a former Razorback who's
coaching now.
Joe, great stuff as always, buddy. Appreciate you. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, man. Congrats on that. Okay, we'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you so much.
Go home.
Go home.
All right, great guy.
See, diamond in the rough. Diamond in.
Okay.
Listen, hey, look, come on, Cal. You need a big man.
Somebody says.
You know what? Because you need a big. Look here.
He's
chairman of the board.
He does need a big man.
He needs a big man.
We're still going to be good.
I know, Mark. Yeah. May I be so bold as to say this in your home, but you got to have a big man. Yeah. You got to have a good big man.
Yes.
Someone says, Ron from Pine Bluff from PB says, only one more hour? That's messed up. Seriously, I need 24 hours of mayhem.
I know, Ron. Ron, we're trying as we speak.
Somebody says, ask Joe about his part in Red Solo Cup video. Is that the... That's
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith. I don't know.
Ask who?
Joe Nichols. Maybe he's in it. I'll have to go back and look. Someone says, Christian, is the reclass guy as good as a shooter as Malik?
I mean, it's hard to tell, but I think he shot close to 50% on the AAU circuit. So he's pretty good. Pretty good three-point shooter.
Let's see. Here's from the 870. Being a Razorback fan used to be like being a Chicago Cubs fan. Wait till next year, but... Yeah. The Cubs recently won a World Series in 2016. Here's one for the 501. Georgia Bulldogs baseball won the championship in 1990. That was my freshman year there. Okay, Rabbi Cole is a Georgia fan. They are just crushing the home run balls right now. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what – I don't know how long Wes Johnson's been there. Is it 3 years, 2 years?
Is this his second?
I don't know, but it's pretty remarkable. I didn't think Georgia – I thought Georgia was pretty bad a few years ago, and they really
– They had been for a while, yeah.
Yeah, they turned that sucker around. Yeah. We will take a break, come back. One more got two more segments to go in this last half hour. I know Mark will be ready for us to get – although, Roger, I think Mark now – every time he walks in, he's going to go, my man cave is not the same without having Morning Mayhem here.
I think it's right. You want to
Can y'all leave a headset behind? I'll just sit there and put this on.
Have you seen the transition that's happening, Roger?
I do.
He's gone from sort of a sort of a reserve kind
of
guy.
A lot of writers. You know what? Next thing I say, podcast.
Well, yeah.
I've got a face for radio.
It's all cameras.
I thought I was going to hyperventilate. I really did. But it turned out pretty good.
You did. Once you sort of got the flow, you get comfortable. You know,
He makes it easy.
It's all y'all, man.
Heather Baker did say that. Sometimes you're quiet in the room and all of a sudden you start spitting some stuff out and it's, whoa.
What's he going to say? What's he going to say?
It's not that. I just have to drop some knowledge every once in a while.
All right. Well, listen, I think Christian is taking us to break with a little E there, a little Elvis.
A little burning love.
Yeah, man. All right. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute, 9:26.
Arkansas's Best Chevy Dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the Stanley Cup, the Carolina Hurricanes even up the series by beating the Golden Knights 5-3 on the road. Through four games, there's been 33 goals scored, which puts this on pace to be one of the highest-scoring Stanley Cup finals of all time. Game 5 will be tomorrow night. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will be tonight as the Knicks host the Spurs up 2-1. The league reviewed Victor Wembanyama's head push against Jalen Brunson in Game 3 and deemed it was not a flagrant foul yesterday. This is notable because if he had received one more flagrant foul beyond that, he would have been suspended for a game. Tip for tonight's game is set for 7:30. Coverage will be on ABC. And the Arkansas Travelers opened up their series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with an 11-2 win. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
Expect the mid-90s to return to the forecast for Wednesday's highs with partly to mostly sunny skies. Heat index values in the triple digits again. Wednesday night into Thursday morning, mostly clear skies, some patchy fog, and temperatures dropping in the upper 70s. Thursday's highs in the mid-90s, mostly sunny skies with a breezy south-southwesterly wind. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm Arkansas Storm Team Meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Wednesday, we'll talk with Neil Atkinson from Bet Saris and Kevin Bohannon. Go around the horn with the Central Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Trey Biddy will join us thanks to Chris Gray Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Talk round ball with Bart Reed, courtesy of Martin Orthopedics, and chat with our very own NFL agent and guru, Chris Turnage. Join us 4 to 7 right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties, backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Lost in the business jungle? From new solo proprietors to established multi-owner companies, don't monkey around with your business. There's nothing better than Lion Guidance. Hire Lion Legal. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of legal lions. Whether in negotiations or war, all businesses need the roar. For exceptional communication and exceptional results in all business-related legal matters, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 9:32. Meeting the family of Mark Carter coming up here. That was his brother who gifted him the Razorback Chairman of the Board poster. Funny, as he said, his little kid Roger, he wrote down the names of all the players in the poster.
And misspelled. He misspelled Delph.
Do you guys remember, and Christian, you don't because you're 29, but Roger and anybody out there listening, remember when posters were a big deal? You could go to the poster store. What was the stores that would have the posters?
Well, they were called, we called them head shops.
Yeah.
Because they had the black velvet ones, but in the room where, which the door was, was beads.
So, what was the name of those shops? Those were.
So a Nubian princess, a topless Nubian princess. Under black light.
But then then you would also have, Roger, not all the stores. I know the ones you're talking about because we had those two in Panama City.
Well, then it was relegated. I don't know. I don't think there was one designated deal. You had I don't even know. There was always a section at Walmart or Kmart or wherever that posters. Had a big fan of posters
that
you could look up.
That's right.
To be honest.
Yeah. What's that?
They still have to be honest.
But what I was saying, though. That's right. That was my point here. Say something, Mark. Make sure I get the word. Yeah.
You know, David, I guess most of my posters I ordered and I haven't had when I was a kid. But we got them from the Scholastic book, when we were in grade school in junior high.
So I remember we had a bookstore, a magazine store, rather, Roger. Could walk in of course, you'd have the section where you weren't supposed to be looking as a kid.
I guess.
And then you had the posters. Yeah. And I remember my big posters. We were just talking about your poster, Mark, with the chairman.
You love that one. You love that.
Yeah,
poster,
I just think because I've never seen it. Seen it, and it's so cool.
Hey, your brother told us how you acquired it.
Yeah.
And names from him, on it. It's his.
Yeah. Well, he told us about the names.
He misspelled.
Delph.
Well, he was eight, I think.
That's what he said. That's right.
But I remember. I got the for some reason that I was probably age 8 or 10 whenever All in the Family was on, and I had a Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker poster.
Wow!
Of all the things,
made one.
Yeah,
of those.
My dad loved that show, and I used to love watching Dad laugh at it. So I had one of those in my room, and then there was of course you had that. I did put the Farrah Foster poster up in my room.
I had that one. Oh,
you did?
I
your parents let you put that up?
Oh yeah!
Wow!
See, I went brunette. I went Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah, the Jacqueline Smith poster.
Can't go wrong. Yeah, can't go wrong.
And
there,
Jacqueline Smith. But I had a Linda Carter in the closet.
I don't remember any sports posters that were big deals.
Cowboy. My brother Larry, I remember my brother Larry brought home a poster from the first Rocky. It was the first Rocky poster.
Oh, that's cool.
And so that, you know, that's mid-70s. That's 76.
76,
Is when that is. And he was in 76. What was Larry? Larry, I think, was a senior. I believe so. Maybe,
the
yeah.
Coolest,
but,
yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Bob. I was going to say the coolest NBA one of all time, and I said it earlier, was the George Gervin Iceman one, where he was sitting on the front of ice.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. I seem to remember... him having a poster. I can't remember what the poster was.
I had a cowboy one up. I think I had a Dolphins for some reason. I don't know why. There was no Razorback that was with the Dolphins. I don't know why I had a Dolphin.
Here's one that says you always get posters and the county fair or a roach clip with feathers on it. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Those were wire clamps.
Hastings, yeah, Spencer's, yeah. Hastings, Spencer's gifts.
Okay. The Spencer's there you go.
Spencer's, yeah.
Spencer's,
for sure.
That's it.
Someone
had incense in there. You always knew.
That's where I still get my incense.
They sold incense, they sold posters.
Yeah. And that was probably in, what, the mid-70s?
Sure.
When this first came out?
Sure.
Well, boys, it's a few hours ago. I'm now officially an uncle. My sister gave birth to her daughter, Riley. So what do I need to make her an all-star Razorback and make that money? I don't know. But there you go. The kids are born today. They get to say maybe one of these.
Congrats, yeah.
Let's see here.
You might be able to, you know, I don't know.
661-1037 is the number. Yeah, we just again, I love the fact that your brother came up here. Now, did your brother, do you have to fight your, you know, I'm an only child. Do you have to fight your, how many other, you have a sister?
I have two brothers and a sister.
Okay, so do you have to fight for any of this that way as you were growing up? Like, oh, Mom, that's mine, or I want that Razorback, whatever that dad's using, or whatever. Do you have that situation?
Oh, I don't remember anything where we were
you
fighting.
You just took it. You just took it. Nobody else. Were you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest. I guess we all the stuff that we ended up getting was specifically for us, so there was never
an argument.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a supporter of the U of A. You've been a supporter
for a while.
Yes. So how do you feel about things as being a supporter? I don't know what level you're at. I don't know if you're a Burroughs Matthews scholarship level or what. But
I'm a big hog, I think.
Okay, maybe. So how do you feel about things?
I mean, where do I begin?
Disgruntled? Are you happy? Are you just disappointed in one program, or you know, Hunter Yurecek? You know, what's sort of your thinking in terms of the athletic program?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like everybody else. I'm disappointed that this is all what just appears to me. I don't know anything, you know, for a fact, right. But it certainly appears like we were not ready for the new NIL and we got caught flat-footed and I'm very disappointed, you know, in that, obviously. And in football, I don't know if somebody has a voodoo doll, a Razorback voodoo doll somewhere down in the Caribbean, because our football program has earned its own mistakes big time.
Yeah.
But there's just been some inexplicable stuff that has happened to our program that you just can't explain. It's like, wow.
Did you see where we were preseason ranked on three? Did you see that?
No.
We are 16th out of 16. Yeah. Normally we get ahead of Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Now
every time Vandy rotates onto the schedule, they're good. You know, every 12 years.
Well, listen, Vandy the last few years, man, they got them. Now we'll see without a quarterback, we'll see what happens. If you just joined the show, you wonder who that voice is. It's Mark Carters. He writes. He's a senior editor for I'm going to get that. Yes, a senior editor for Amp Magazine.
Oh, it's not Justin Moore.
It's not just tomorrow. No, we're going to, which is Arkansas Money Politics, and does a good job of that publication, and he's the winner of our Man Cave contest. And, yeah, Roger, this is one of our favorite things. If you'll go to the webcam.
How heavy is that?
It feels like it's about 3 pounds.
Correct,
So if you go, Chris, if you look at the webcam, this is the old school tabletop phone.
Yeah.
It's a phone.
It's got my old number on there.
It's the number. Right. Let's see here. It's
527-5235.
That's it.
All right, let me do this. Let me do a Randy Travis song with that phone. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, this is actual. Here we go. What are you doing now?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to sing a Randy Travis. It just came to me. Operator, please connect me to 1964.
There we go.
I need to call a hog now. More than before, something like that.
Very nice,
right there.
So for those that can't see it, it's a tan phone. The big, it's like a brick.
Yeah.
It's so heavy, and it sits on the tabletop.
Desktop, yeah,
and it's got Arkansas Razorbacks. Now, I guess, did you buy that? Do you remember getting this as a kid? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was like seven. My parents were divorced.
How old are you, by the way?
60.
60, okay. You're right around there.
You're just, you're a little bit younger.
My parents were divorced, and my mom didn't want to have to deal with my dad, so she got me my own phone and my own phone line so he could just call me directly on that. And I was like, you know.
You know, you turned out, you and your brother seem to be turned out all right with that animosity with your parents there, the way you just said that. They weren't getting along. But here's the other part of that right there, is that the technology of that being a push-button phone, that thing right there was space age got it.
That was modern.
100%. 100%.
Somebody says here from the 501, I love the Razorback poster of the basketball guys. That said, fear this. It is. I mean, you look at Delph and Moncrief there, and as Craig said, or Craig O'Neill or Jim Harris said, you look at Sidney, man. Sidney was just, 6'4" and could leap through the roof.
Dwayne was the first NBA defensive player of the year because he was going after that stuff and crashing.
Yeah, he was a multiple defensive.
It was back to back and belly to belly.
Yes. 661-1037 is the number. If you want to be a part of the show tomorrow, we're going to be over in Houston, Arkansas. Some people don't know there's a Houston. I don't know the exact way to get there. I know it's just about 25 miles east of Conway. West of Conway.
Yeah, you can go up through Bigelow, don't you? Isn't that how you get there to Houston?
See, I don't know why I thought it was more on 40 or whatever it is that goes to Searcy. What is it goes to Searcy?
I mean, it's sort of out there in the boonies, right? I mean, I
think it's west of Conway.
It's west of Conway.
It's in that, like, you're going through Perryville, and right before you get to Perryville, there's a turnoff for Bigelow, and I think you go through Bigelow.
What is it that goes to Searcy? What is it, 367? That's what I think. Searcy, I don't know why I thought it was that, but it is a 40. So it is 40. I don't know. Okay, well, I mean, I'll be doing trivia tonight.
Private party
down there at the convention center, and then I'll have to leave a little bit earlier tomorrow than I did to get here. To get to that place, and hopefully it's not too far on the boonies where Siri will be able to direct me there.
Yeah, I just want to thank Chuck Gatlin for setting up
there.
Sure. He's setting up there today. Hey, congrats to the Travelers. I want to say they're having a good year this year. They're 36-21, game and a half out. I think they've got 6 games left in this half of the season. You know, most people, you're a sports guy, Mark. Yeah, most people go to Travs games not really caring who wins. Yeah. You just go for the experience. But it's nice that the team is doing well.
Yeah.
So they win last night 11-2 over those stinkers from the Northwest Arkansas, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. So we're glad that that they're winning. So I mentioned earlier, I don't think I ever said his name, the UCA player that's transferring to the Razorbacks, his name is Zeb Allen. And I was looking, I think he played for the last either 2 years or 3 years. Here it is. Allen played against Arkansas once in each of his UCA seasons and went a combined 1-for-8, 3 walks and 3 runs. But he's the all-time home run leader, and the Razorbacks have also picked up three pitchers. I have no idea, how good they are and, all the things.
Oh, it just came out they picked up an infielder from Charlotte. It just Hog Sports just put. I don't know if I can say that.
Oh yeah. You sure can say that.
They just put out an alert. So
the other thing that we mentioned earlier in the show, if you missed it, sad news about Orlando Waters, who's a guy that I don't think he ever came back to Arkansas after he left. I don't remember. But he was one of the superstars of those 92-93 seasons, or one of the best players of the Razorback team. It helped us beat the number 4 Tennessee in that 92 year after Joe Kines had been not Joe Kines after. What's the guy? Who got fired? What's his name?
Jack Crow.
Jack Crow got fired, and Joe Kines took over for him, and then played with Barry Lunny. Now, you told me, too, you were riding in Fort Smith. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So you were riding during the Lunny years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Barry Lunny Sr., right?
Yeah.
When he was the...
His run at Southside, I was the Southside beat writer for the Southwest Times.
I don't know how many state championships he won down there, but
at least two.
Yeah. Right. And, of course, he coached his son. Son goes on to be a...
Then he won more at Bentonville.
Went to Bentonville. Yeah. Matter of fact, I met the brother of the coach from... Roland Pennington's nephew's brother is the coach for Bentonville. But, yeah, so you got a chance to be in Fort Smith, and, you know, I can tell you still got that sports... blood in you that you really care about sports.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah,
I mean, I'm a dude in the South. It's all.
Do you care about pro sports
man.
At all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit still. I mean, I was a big Washington Bullets fan, NBA way back in the day. I don't follow the NBA near as much. I'm not a Major League Baseball guy, really.
Yeah.
I'm Hogs baseball. The Hogs.
You're a Redskins Razorback guy.
Redskins Razorback, and I still, as much as I dislike a lot of what the NFL is doing, football is like meth to me. So I'm follow the NFL.
I like that.
He likes the way you talk.
We got to go to break. I know, but what is? Can you tell me, being a Redskins fan, Christian? You can help him if you want to. I don't know if Christian would know it. I don't know if Josh would have known it. Our previous producer. Can you give me? Can you sing the song? Do you know the words of the Redskins song back in the day? Hail to the Redskins!
I'll do you one better.
No, you can't cheat. No. Are you?
No, you know, I've got it on my phone. You don't want to hear it?
No. I would just say, do you know the words to it?
Fight for old DC. Beat 'em, swamp 'em.
Christian, help him out. You know it?
It has a weird little hook in the middle of the song.
What do you know, Christian? Do it, Chris.
That's the only part I know, yeah.
What is it?
Hold on.
Hail to the Redskins, that's it?
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail victory, Braves on the warpath. Fight for old DC.
Yeah.
Beat them, swamp them. Something, you know, touchdown, what, that, we want a lot. That, I cannot thing, believe
that's
I'm
blessed. That's all right. Yeah, listen, that's all right. Roger, you know, that's the difference between college and pro.
That's also the difference between, you know.
You don't have it in pro. You don't have the fight songs.
No, you
don't. You got Green Bay, don't you?
Used to. I mean, you had the Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers, number one.
Again, for you guys to claim to be Skins fans and you don't even know.
I've sang the song at RFK at the last game.
We put you on the spot. I'll let you have
this
it.
This is Cowboys versus Redskins right here.
He's
got up. He's going. He's looking for something on his shelf. I don't know what he's looking for.
Where is he?
He's looking at his globe.
Where is Vaughn?
He's got something.
Where is Vaughn?
He's got something.
Where is Vaughn?
What is this?
There it is.
What is this? Oh, here it is. It's the words to the song. He's got it on his wall.
Of course. That's beautiful.
So it's runner, pass, and score. We want a lot more. Beat them, swamp them, touchdown. Let the point soar. Fight on till you have one. Sons of Washington.
Beat them, swamp them.
Yeah, the music has this kind of weird hook in the middle that throws a lot of people off, actually.
Yeah.
I am embarrassed. It hit him.
I have the words to my fight song on the wall of my man cave.
I'm giving you a hard time.
Listen, that's the Cowboy just stirring up.
That's okay.
Stirring up the pot.
Hey, I was talking about Staubach. I was a big, you know, I hated the Cowboys because of the rivalry.
Sure.
But Staubach and Tom Landry were two of the best people.
You got to
respect those guys, man.
All right, we'll come back.
Who's this singing?
Oh, this is Joe Nichols.
No, it's not.
It's really is it?
The song I just sang.
Oh, I like you better.
I'm going to sing it again. That's going to be a Razorback song.
I think we ought to, Christian, I think if you could clip off Roger singing that with a song, it would be a great video to post.
I'll give you another one.
Not even the sound. I'll tell you the video. With you on the phone to your...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Don't even say
that. Would be good stuff if you do that. All right, don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up here. 9:48.
Postman, can you sell me a special kind of stamp, one to send a letter from this crazy lonely man?
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bacchus Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa.
celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiofLittleRock.com.
There's nothing better than calling the Hogs with your fellow Razorback fans. Now's the time to start making lasting family memories with the Hogs by joining the Razorback Foundation. Annual memberships start as low as $50 per year. The financial support provided by Razorback Foundation members makes a once-in-a-lifetime experience possible for more than 465 student-athletes. Your gifts provide scholarships, academic support, training in nutrition, as well as professional and personal development assistance. Razorback Foundation members earn access to season tickets, priority seating and parking, tailgating, invitations to exclusive coaches and player events, as well as discounts to local restaurants and Hog Heaven stores. Your support will help the Razorbacks continue the path of success and bring home even more SEC and national championships. Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Today, we tip our wrench to Rock Auto customer Dylan.
I actually used to manage a parts department for a car dealership, and we would get stuff from Rock Auto if I couldn't get it from my dealership suppliers. You pick the year, you go through all the drop-down menus, and it just makes it really easy to navigate and see what you want. Like a wheel bearing, for instance, for a Corvair that I have. Rock Auto's catalog made it really easy to find that specific one that I was looking for. All the parts your car will
ever need, Rock Auto. In the military, the mission was clear. You knew what to do. Now, the mission has changed. Stepping into civilian life isn't about finding a job. It's finding your purpose.
I wanted a career that would leverage the skills and discipline I gained in the military. IT just felt right.
My Computer Career offers class schedules that fit into your life and skills in high demand. Put your VA benefits to work. Visit mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to jumpstart your IT career today. An elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
This Saturday is a big day for Mayflower because Clayton Homes will be celebrating their grand opening. And to help kick things off, the boys from Morning Mayhem will be there from noon till 2. So let Baz and Roger help you find your brand new dream home. And if you find one to purchase that day, you'll walk away with a $500 gift card. It all happens this Saturday from the all-new Clayton Homes of Mayflower.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, wrapping up things here at the home of Mark and Ann Carter at West Little Rock, the winner of our Razorback Theme Man Cave Contest, brought to you by Coffin by Design West. Appreciate them so much for sponsoring this. Of course, also thanks to Joe Klein for pitching in $100, Mark.
Yes, you get that at Corky. Thank you, Joe.
Not far from here, about 5 minutes from here. Y'all go eat dinner there. And then Tori from Down Home Catering. Tomorrow we'll be in Houston, Arkansas with the Hutchpeth family, and they're giant. Man cave, completely different concept than what we have here. It's not a Razorback themed. It's a car themed with pool tables, and it almost looks like a
Gillies.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
It's so big.
And he's got some hog stuff in there.
He does have some hog stuff.
Well, I'm getting instructions on how to get there and do all that. I've got a few people hitting me up. And then I said, I know there's something about Houston I'm forgetting. And then lo and behold, a blast from the past.
Yes.
Keith. And Elia from Elia's are from Houston. That's where their farm is. That's where they live. That's where they are.
Gotcha.
We're going to be right down the street from there.
Maybe they'll come by.
Well, I'd love to have them.
Supposed to be 40 or 50 people coming by tomorrow. Thanks so much, Mark, for having us. Congratulations. It's been
Thank
a lot
y'all.
Of fun.
It was our honor, man.
Man cave, hey, the man cave will never be the same now. Yeah. You got to have the spirit of Morning Mayhem here.
I'm going to start charging admission now.
That's exactly right. Hey, I did want to say, too, Roger, Christian, how about this Friday afternoon? I'll be at Hill Station in Hillcrest with Double R talking about the World Cup with all the World Cup fans.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A great location.
Turns out
great
that Mayhem is your NBA and soccer.
World soccer.
You got that right.
Exactly. Well. Who knew? I will have all the countries lined out by, I'll be there from 4 to 6. Randy will be there from 4 to 7.
You ain't lying.
I'll be hanging out. We'll find out who's rooting for who.
Right.
Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Or
Kazakhstan. Croatia.
We'll see. But yeah,
Croatia
that's all,
is
so
in
so
the World Cup. Kazakhstan is not.
Do you think you're messing with
Uzbekistan?
Right. Uzbekistan is.
Oh, yes,
am I a bad
are.
American if I'm not planning on watching any
World Cup?
You think Joe Nichols is?
Well, here's the deal. I was over in London a few weeks back, and, man, they are passionate about their soccer. Hey, more power to them.
Dude.
Not my cup
Most
of tea,
of
but I yeah, the rest of the world
is. Is that your cup of iced tea?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Now the puns are coming out.
Do you feel like are you in the mood for some egg rolls, Roger?
Phil wait, what's here, your, by the way.
Who is?
Phil.
Oh, hey, Phil. What's up? Hey, Phil. You're early. Listen, we don't really get angry until about 1 minute till. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm just, you know, I still have that new job, you know, shine on everything.
New co-host smell.
Yes. Yeah. Really
everything.
That honeymoon phase is what we called it in AA.
Do you have a man cave, Phil, in your house?
Do not have a man cave. In fact, I've been working on a little patio setup for myself for the summertime. So I think that's
I like
the opposite
it.
Oh, of a
I
man
like
cave.
I like it.
A little porched in a nude sunroom.
Part of the deal for being a new host on The Zone is you must invite the other shows over to your house for dinner or lunch or sometime.
I've heard that.
Yeah. You won't fit
and
in my
And a murder
house.
Mystery dinner.
You guys won't fit in my house. David, I'm a bachelor. I mean, I'm a 49-year-old single guy. My entire house is just one big man cave. One small man cave.
I used to be the same. Hey, what's going on the show today?
Oh, you know, it's What the Hell Wednesday. We've got the NBA Finals coming up later on. Question of the day is going to be, which player is your most favorite to watch in the NBA Finals? And I thought it would be a binary choice, but I think there's a few out there, too. Stephon Castle's going to get some votes as well. Joe Klein stopping by. We'll talk some NBA Finals with him, maybe some Razorback basketball. And I'm bummed out today because Carson Brumbaugh went into the portal.
I saw that.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Oh, man.
I don't know about this binary thing he's talking about. But
I can't either because here's the deal. This is a judge-free zone, okay? We're judge-free, so it doesn't matter to me. I want to go on record as saying that right now.
Binary is when you have an option of two things. One choice, it's a choice of one or two things.
Yeah, we know Phil.
Yeah, we know Phil.
Phil.
Who do you think you're dealing with? You know, who do you think you are? I am.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
I'll see you guys later.
Christian, see you, Phil. Christian, you're gone for the next 2 days, right?
I am gone. I am gone for the next 2 days, yes.
Get your roof fixed, get your ceiling fixed, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Good work today.
See you, Christian.
Right. He just disappeared.
He's out.
He's already gone. He checked out.
I'm done. All right.
There he is.
Mark, thanks again.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you for your host.
Thank you all so much. Yeah.
Thanks to Will for letting us come in your home. Yeah,
thank
it's a lot of
thank
fun.
Thank you, Christian, everybody.
You're a Morning Mayhem family member now. You get your t-shirts. Get your t-shirts tomorrow.
They'll be in the mail. Put them on, take a picture in front of this, and send it to us.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, everybody. Zone's up next.
Men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T-test. That's